Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There's something celebratory about Bubbles. Our ridiculous selection of champagne and sparkling wines will make the holidays pop.
Crisp whites pair perfectly with shrimp cocktail and other light appetizers. Let me show you the perfect Sauve Blanc.
Pinot Noir is the classic wine pairing for turkey, but if you want something more edgy, how about an easy-drinking Cote de Rhone?
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday. Now offering same-day delivery at TotalWine.com. Cheers!
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome to the big finale of Comics Arena
finale!
Heroes. So we got... I'm going to let you know what happened. Like when Owen and I... Because we discussed every single character versus every single character, right? And it got us to two top and two bottom. Our two bottom are Arrow v. Spider-Man. So we'll do that one first. Following, we'll do our two top. Superman for you got 9 points. Wonder Woman got 8 for me. Mm. Superman got 7 for me. Well, Wonder Woman for you got 8 as well. So because you had Superman sweep in our discussion before the show.
Yeah. I'm not as huge a fanboy as Brocho.
Well, I mean, it's funny because it's looking like it.
You know, I don't mean it. I try to take this very logically.
I know you do. All right. So the first thing we're going to do...
Superman's hard to beat.
I agree. The first thing we're going to do is Spider-Man... Well, Arrow v. Spider-Man. Arrow got 0 points from me, 1 point from you. Spider-Man got 1 point from each of us. I had him winning against Arrow, actually, in a versus. So that's what did it
for
me. Who
did I have Arrow beat?
And you had Arrow. Yeah, that's your 1 point for Spider-Man as well. The Arrow v. Superman. So we're not even going to do that category because we both know that, you know, Spider-Man would win according to this. Because we already did that. So, achievements of the characters.
Arrow had the pinnacle issue. with Speedy.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, we brought that up. So that's a big one for him. However, Spider-Man is Spider-Man. Spider-Man is damn near Superman as far as his achievements. You know, I mean, the best of the best write for Spider-Man. The best of the best want to write for Spider-Man. Spider-Man's had some really amazing story arcs. You know, in comparison to Arrow, where there's been some great people who have worked on Arrow, but come on now, it's Spider-Man.
Costume.
Spider-Man. It's just, I agree. It's the red and the blue. It's so dramatic looking. Yeah. It's one of the few. I'm a big cape person, as we said in the previous
cast. Neither of them have
capes. Neither of them have capes, but Spider-Man is one of those few characters where it's all like, I would go capeless for Spider-Man.
I agree. Powers.
And Spider-Man sometimes has that little web cape.
Yeah, he's got the web in between.
Powers, same Flying thing. Squirrel. It's like Spider-Man is just, his powers are cooler.
They're very cool. And, Origin.
You know, Spider-Man's is, got the more classic.
I guess you could fight
Origin. I mean, their origins are pretty good, but like, at the end of the day, I give it to Spider-Man because Spider-Man's origin has a point. You know, it's like a parable, or it's something you can actually tell. You know, it's like there's no lesson learned in Oliver Queen's origin story. It's just a badass origin story.
Yeah.
But Peter Parker, there's a lesson learned in that origin story.
So the winner of the underdog, and actually the first sweep we've ever had on Comics Arena, Spider-Man with 10 points.
Sorry, Arrow.
Who's he going to go up against? Let's find out. Our top point earners were Superman and Wonder Woman.
Superman
for you, Wonder Woman for me. We disagreed on the fight, actually.
Oh, really? On which fight?
Well, you had Superman winning.
Beating Wonder Woman.
Right.
Oh.
And who did I have? Superman. Oh, I had Superman winning as well. So we'll close that. Yeah. We'll close that out.
I was about to say, because...
No, I did.
I vote that way just because I've read them fighting enough to know he's going to win.
So the achievements of the characters.
That's a hard one, because even though Superman is Superman, and he has all the acclaim that comes with being Superman and being sort of, you know, not the first, but kind of being the first, Wonder Woman's the first woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of props that comes with that. She's got her own movie now. She's had a TV show.
Right.
And it was a popular TV show.
It was good. Achievements of the character.
You know, neither of them were founding members of the Justice League. They both joined at the same time.
True. But they're still part of the...
But they're still part of, like, yeah, they're still chairman now.
Right.
Although I don't think Wonder Woman has ever... Oh, no, I think she might have been the chairman before.
I think so.
The chairman of the Justice League. I would say it's a close, but I'm going to have to give it to Superman still. He's kind of...
Well, I love women, so I'm going to give it to
you. Oh, I love women. So I hate women. Cause
apparently you do, because you don't care about civil rights.
I do think that's a big thing, but Superman fought Muhammad Ali.
Right.
I'm just saying. He's been an icon. He's, you know...
They're both iconic.
She's close. I'm saying she's very close, but I have to say at this time, you know, maybe... In 10 years, she'll have passed him up. But right now, I still think, Superman. I still have to give it to Superman.
Costume. I'm going to go Wonder Woman. I think there's a lot of great variations.
Yeah. It's the red and the blue and the white.
Yeah. Blue and the white.
Yeah. I'll give it to Wonder Woman because she does have... You know, I've seen armor with wings on it. You know, she's got a bunch of awesome variations.
Powers. Obviously, Superman has more. But we do have to take into account Wonder Woman's accessories.
Yeah, and Wonder Woman still has a bunch of awesome powers. Like, she still has all the Greek god.
Right.
You know, she's still blessed by the gods. And so she's still super strong. And she still can fly. And she's still fast. She's not... Right. You know,
Hercules with flight.
You know, she's not like like I once saw in a comic book where they compare their speeds and it's like, okay, she's not so fast that like her, Superman and Flash, I think at one point were able to plan something out in a second because all three of them were fast enough to move fast enough that time slows down and only the three of them can perceive what's going on in this split second. And although I do believe that in order to maintain that level of speed, Flash had to lend some speed to Wonder Woman so that she could also move quick enough that time would slow down and they could all perceive the second and, you know, moments. But she still has some awesome powers, and yeah, she does have some awesome accessories. She has the lasso and her sword and her shield and her bracelets and her tiara.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. But I still like Superman's powers better, just because he's got all of Wonder Woman's powers, with the exception of the lasso. They're all, like, offensive powers.
He does
powers.
Have a tiara.
Huh? Nothing. Well, no, I don't want to say they're all offensive, because she does have a shield, and she does have the gauntlets. But all of her powers are basically used for combat, whereas Superman's powers have other uses, like he welds things and fixes things with his heat vision as much as he does destroy things. Hmm. And the X-ray vision comes in super handy all the time, and telescopic vision and the super hearing and other abilities that he has aren't just for smashing things or for attacking things or for protecting himself from attack. They have these broader uses that sometimes make it interesting to read the character when he's using those powers. Versus Wonder Woman, where it's like you don't have that moment where, oh, thank God that she had her bracelets to save that little girl. It's like, no, the bracelets protect her from stuff, and they're always used in the same way to deflect things or to protect her. And the shield and the sword are always used in the same way. The lasso is the only thing that she has that the writers get creative with how she uses that. Versus Superman, who it's like when he uses Arctic Breath isn't always to hurt something. It's sometimes to seal, you know, like there's that Captain Marvel Superman crossover where Black Adam sends this huge tidal wave to sweep the city, and, you know, Superman flies away and leaves Captain Marvel to fight Black Adam to deal with it, and then Superman shows up a moment later and Black Adam's like, what'd you do about the wave? And then they cut back to the city and he just froze the wave, and it's just, you know, and it's like, that's cool. I like
that. That'll actually melt and kill it.
That will, but it's like, hey, I can freeze it and then help Captain Marvel kick your ass, and then me and Captain Marvel can deal with the big ice chunk in the city later.
So who you going with?
Superman, with the powers, yes.
Well, I'm going to go Wonder Woman. I'm not a chauvinist.
So. Ah, okay.
Origin, final category, because we've already done verses in our pre-show. It would have been too boring to record, trust me.
Origins, it would have been a lot of me silently contemplating real hard, playing it out in my head.
And me like, I'm done, come on.
Origins.
The origins.
You have the super classic origin of, here's my thing, is I'm going to give it to Superman. Just because I feel like if you stop someone on the street, they could tell you what Superman's origin was. But if you said, hey, can you tell me what Wonder Woman's origin is? I'd probably say 90% of the people you stop on the street are not going to be able to tell you Wonder Woman's origin.
Right, right.
However, that being said, Wonder Woman has a badass origin because it's full of Greek myth. And
yeah,
it is totally the thing of legend. And if you are someone who is into fantasy and Greek mythology or just mythology in general, she is totally the character for you. But I'd have to say that I have to give him more credit. I think after this Wonder Woman movie comes out, we may get a lot more Wonder Woman exposure.
I hope
more so. Than we've had already. We've had, you know, I don't even really think we've had a lot. I just think she's just a character who's just more just of a symbol, but people really don't understand her as well yet, but I think now that she did well in the Batman v Superman movie, and it looks like her movie's going to be good, and I'm sure once the movies come out, we're going to have a lot more action figures and more spinoff TV shows, and they got that DC shows for girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called, though. It's not called DC for girls, though. That's
horrible.
It's something where it's like all of the ladies of the DC universe right. are all doing adventures.
It's kind of odd, though, because like Harley's like...
Yeah, she's a good guy.
A good guy with Batgirl and Wonder Woman.
But it's aimed at younger audiences, younger girls. Yeah. So I think once, you know, again, in about 10 years, maybe people will know her origin a lot more and it will be a lot more well-received. But right now, Superman.
So that gives us...
Where did you go?
Superman.
Okay.
So that brings Superman to 6-4.
He-Man, woman hater.
So now it's time to get to the big finale, the actual finale. That was the prep. You got the prep. So that brings us to Spider-Man v. Superman. Or Superman v. Spider-Man, whichever. I don't know. I mean, this is difficult. We already have Superman's coming into this 2 points ahead because we already talked about the verses with them.
With Superman and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. And so, they've met each other before.
Right.
And, I mean, it's like, come on. No one's going to reasonably have Spider-Man beat Superman.
Right. So let's get into the achievements of the characters.
So, Superman's older. He's been around longer. You know, Spider-Man, you have to give it to Superman for that. Again, it's going to be ridiculously hard for anyone to beat. Like, no one's going to beat the achievements. Maybe Batman. Batman can beat Superman in the achievements category. You know, Wonder Woman was probably the closest, you know, I didn't give it to Wonder Woman.
But I did, because I'm not.
Because I'm not. Sure. Hey, look, it's a big thing, but, you know.
So, Spider-Man, as far as the achievements, do fail in comparison to Superman. I feel like
he's... I'd say he's done good in coming up in the last couple of years. I mean, he's had as many movies at this point as Superman.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5.
5.
And 6, if you count Civil War.
Right.
And Superman's had 4, 5, 6.
6.
7, if you count Batman v Superman.
Wow. But I feel like Spider-Man has come of age more.
Yeah. Many Spider-Man TV shows, more than Superman.
Way more.
On TV. I mean, animated anyway. There was the Superman Lois and Clark show and a bunch of, you know, Superman was... Right. Was the guy who kept comics going for, you know, and that's why he gets so much credit, is because there's this time period where pretty much the only comic books that were selling were Batman and Superman. And, like, they kept, you know, during the whole Comics Code of Authority thing, it's like Superman, you know, was keeping a lot of things afloat, you know.
Right.
And you gotta... You know, so you got a nod to that. But Spider-Man, I think, resonates a little bit better for a different generation. They definitely speak to you at a particular age. Like, there's an age where I think Spider-Man, it becomes more relevant for you, and he kind of stays with you.
What age is that?
I don't know. I think high school. Like, I think, yeah, like, I right think before high school.
I like, nah, Spider-Man to me, I like before, like, it's a prepubescent.
Really?
For me.
See, that was my Superman. Superman was the one that I was like, oh my god, I want to be like Superman. And then once I got to like junior high school, or maybe like 6th grade, 7th grade, that was around the time...
And my daughter's 3 and she likes Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's that just was, one of those.
That was around the time that Spider-Man was really... Just because it's like, oh, like with Superman, it was all like, I want to be Superman when I grow up. I want to be Superman. Spider-Man, when you get to that age, it's like Spider-Man was like, you could be Spider-Man because he's you. Like, he's your age. And
I didn't get that from
so
him.
So, he...
So, we both gave it to Superman for achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Origin.
So Superman has a more iconic origin.
I agree, but I feel like Spider-Man's is more personal.
But I give it to Spider-Man for the same reason, is that there's a lesson learned in Spider-Man's origin.
Yeah.
There's not a lesson learned in Superman's. It's a really cool origin, mm-hmm. and it's very biblical, but
right.
it's not, you know, at the end of the story, and then he became Superman. You know, there's no lesson that you learned. Same thing with Batman. I mean, it's, you know, Batman, there's a point of like, hey, this happened, and he wanted to make sure that this never happened again, so he became Batman. But with Spider-Man, it's like he learned a hard lesson, and, you know, that's a tale of morality that you can pass on to,
yeah,
you know.
So costume. I'm sorry, but I'm going Spider-Man just because I think it's
yeah, awesome. It's more dramatic. It is,
I don't know, there's just something about it. I mean, you know,
it's the web, it's the eyes, it's the fact
that's probably the eyes that makes it whole, for me.
The whole face is covered.
Yeah.
And it's not even just the fact that it's the face and the eyes and the web, but it's the face, the eyes, the web, and then the fact that whenever you see him, he's all posed cool. That, you know, there's the Spider-Man pose. Superman doesn't really have a pose. It's like the chest out with the arms at the side, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, again, that's really cool when you're a little kid and you're like 3 or 4, but like once you become a little older, it's like the cool Spider-Man crouch, and there's something very dramatic about, you know, it's like the same thing with Batman. You know, Batman looks dramatic when he's flying through the air and the cape is huge and he's sweeping, and, you know, Spider-Man has that same thing of the dramatic Spider-Man pose. Superman doesn't have a dramatic pose like that.
No.
Superman doesn't strike, you know, it's either hands out or, you know, the best thing Superman can do is look at the camera and smile, you know, and Spider-Man just looks cooler.
So that brings us to our final category of our final episode of Comics Arena Heroes. Superman v. Batman, or Spider-Man v. Superman, however you want to put it. Which is powers.
They both got really super awesome powers.
They are.
One of the things I love about both of them is that, and that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why I think Spider-Man's probably my favorite Marvel character and Superman's my favorite DC character, is that they have all these sort of powers and abilities, but it's they have a bunch. Like, it's not just one power, or it's not just one power. Like Black Lightning, for example, I can shoot lightning, and I can manipulate that ability to also have like magnetism type stuff and move metal objects and things like that. And I can create a shield with electromagnetism. But you're always having to find some like other use for electricity. Whereas like Spider-Man, it's like, okay, I can walk on walls, and I'm super strong, and I have super agility, and I have spider sense. And it's all like, all of those things appear to be completely unrelated. You know, and I think that's pretty awesome. He does have like a healing factor. It's not like a super high healing factor like Wolverine.
Right, right.
But he's on the level of, hey, he can get his ass kicked, and in a couple of days, he'll be back to normal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the webbing, you know,
depends on which.
Even though generally, because I'm not about the bio-webbing. I think the bio-webbing is cool, and I think it's a good plot device for a movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like the web shooters better as a storytelling element because he can run out, and that can become a problem. But whether or not you consider the bio-webbing or web shooters, I kind of feel like the webbing comes part of that character. It's like taking Wolverine without adamantium. If you want the powers of Wolverine, the adamantium is something that comes with the Wolverine power. So a web shooter or bio webbing comes with the spider powers, in my opinion. So that's just another thing that's super cool. And they're pretty awesome. I'm going to give it to Superman just because the exact same reason of some of his other powers, I think, are awesome. Like, super strength is great. Flight is great. Super speed is great. That's actually one that's really awesome. But I love the idea that with the super hearing, with the different types of vision that he has, with the different type of breath that he has, whether it be super breath or arctic breath, it's like
he finds, or at least writers find, all of these really awesome ways for him to use these other set of powers that he has that normally, you know, like, even like that would be my only critique on Zack Snyder's presentation of Superman, is that he only really sticks to the core super, you know, superhuman strength and speed and heat vision. But it's like, well, he's got an other array of powers that are more passive powers. Bloop. But it's like, you know, you could use those powers. You know, you could use the super hearing and the telescopic vision and the X-ray.
Did they use X-ray in any of the
films? Like in this, and you know, they do a scene where he's when he's a little kid and he's freaking out in school because it starts kicking in. And he's seeing through people's skin and all that. They kind of do that, and they do have a moment of him using telescopic vision when the ship comes down, but they don't. It's not really like, you know, how in Superman Returns.
In the TV shows, it was like...
Yeah, it was like that, yeah, like Smallville. Smallville or Lois and Clark. Yeah, it was like those were his powers that he used the most, were like, oh my god.
The hearing in Lois and Clark. The vision more in
Smallville. Cut to him turning his head to the side, meaning he's hearing something right now, you know, and... you know, and whoosh and super speed and do something so quick that no one notices. It's just a whoosh that goes by.
Yeah.
So that type of stuff, there's a little bit more fun with that power.
Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man's power. It's like the walking on walls is cool, but that's sort of for transportation. The web slinging's cool, but that's really only for transportation and for tying people up. Other than that, there's not really a whole lot you do with it. You know, you can catch people with it, but, you know, it's like there's not a whole lot of... Peter Parker is just Peter Parker right now, and holy shit, something happens, and he's just gonna Peter Parker save the day without, you know, like, that's what I love is whenever it's Clark Kent, and he's in an area where I can't change into Superman right now, but I don't need to change into Superman to save this right now. When no one's looking, I'll just tip my glasses down and heat vision a branch to fall, and that'll, Lois can grab that, you know, or like... You know, I could do something else, or I can hear something else going on halfway around the world. Or so I love it when used well and creatively, those other powers that people forget Superman has are really fun.
So whenever I do powers, I do take in human intellect into the equation. Now, I know Kryptonians are smart, but they're not human. So I give it to Spider-Man, just because I think Peter Parker... Is
you give him the genius? That's. I mean, all right. I give him the web shooters. I gave him the web shooters. So if you want to look at the intellect as one of his powers,
I do. I think he was smart before the bite, but
right. See, that's still. My thing. Is like you were smart before that.
Yeah, it's still part of his overall character. So with that vote, we are looking at 5-5. We're going to do the same thing we did in the Moonies. So we have to open up the secret. Sixth category, which would be cultural impact.
Right, and this is Superman.
I agree.
Because there's a point in the Spider-Man first Tobey Maguire movie where Aunt May looks to him and says, "You do too much. You're not Superman." You know, and it's like...
Burr. I think she says, "You're no Superman."
You're no Superman.
Super spaceman.
Yeah, or something. But it's
I don't think it's the full word.
But he...
she wasn't referencing the character.
I'm pretty sure she was referencing the character. And he has that moment where he like pops up like, "Whoop!" And it's like, "Ooh."
Sometimes,
but that was back before like
that was Sony.
Yeah, that was back when. Yeah, exactly. That was Sony. That was back in a time when every comic book movie was you know that was all the same. You know, like we were happy to get whatever we could get.
It was how many Superman references are there in movies versus how many Spider-Man references are there in movies?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, the cultural impact of Superman is...
Like, Quentin Tarantino has
completely global. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even a thing. Everyone knows who Superman is. And I feel like, you know, on the Marvel side, I feel like just as many people know, of course, who Spider-Man is. But there's just this, I don't know, this pop culture tier, you know? And, you know, I took a pop culture class in college, and there were entire chapters dedicated to Superman. And there's actually pop culture books that are all about Superman. Mm. And as much as Spider-Man has done, you know, in his time in print, it isn't as impactful on society as Superman. So... With that, Superman wins Comics Arena Heroes, which means he is, according to this little social study we did, the greatest superhero of all time. So congratulations, Superman.
I mean, I would agree with that.
What? You know.
From not just the perspective of within his book or in comparison to other series, but, you know, when you look at cultural and impact and...
Yeah, I mean, we took the categories, like, you know, we looked at the costume, the origin, you know, just little things, really.
Oh, yeah, it's you know.
But I think the reason he is impactful is because of the little reasons we gave, the categories we had. I mean, those fall in line with how successful Superman is.
Yeah.
So after this, what are we doing after this? Just so everybody knows. We're going to go back and forth. I'm going to try, I don't know. I just, you know, until I get a job. So the next podcast we're doing is a spinoff of The Moonies. And it focuses on composer versus composer.
Ooh.
It's called Mooney Tunes, which is actually a playoff of Looney Tunes. But so if you want to check out Owen and I, we will be doing a podcast called Mooney Tunes. That'll be 11 episodes.
Can we feature some tracks?
Like what?
Like, I mean, like, you know, when we discuss composers, can we play some of the examples of...
Yeah, not enough people listen for me to get a cease and desist. So we should be okay.
Awesome.
And actually, it's legal to play 30 seconds of copyrighted music if it's part of discussion. Just so you know. So we will have Mooney Tunes next. After Mooney Tunes is when Comics Arena Villains. Which, you know, I think...
That'll be good.
It could be good. Because if one thing... You know, we did Marvel vs. DC. We'll do that again. But... DC has some pretty, like, incredible
heroes. Yeah, they're villains.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Where I think Marvel has a really nice rogues gallery.
Of heroes or villains?
Villains.
They do. I mean, they both do.
They both do, they but both I'm just do. Saying, like, if, I don't know, it's mainly Spider-Man villains. We'll have
but
to figure out this
DC's
out.
But DC's mostly Batman villains.
Right, right.
So.
And Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
right. And then it's, like, Spider-Man villains and Doctor Doom.
Right.
You know what I mean? So make sure to check us out, Mooney Tunes. If you haven't heard of the Moonies, you can watch it. It's just like this. And Comics Arena Villains will be after Mooney Tunes, and that'll be what we're up to. So thank you. Congratulations again to Superman. We won't see you next time, so I can't go out on that. But you'll see us on Mooney Tunes or Comics Arena Villains. So until then... My name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
That's all, folks.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward.
But... Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, That's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.